Parshas Kisisa discusses the terrible Chet Egel that Klal Yisrael did. Kapitel Lamed Beis, the Torah discusses how Moshe came down from Shemayim. He saw the Egel, he broke the Luchos, he gathered. He said, "Mila Hashem Elai, who's with the Rebbeinu Shalom? Who's with me with the Rebbeinu Shalom?" Shevet Levi came. They killed those, the 3,000 of the Erev Rav, who were responsible directly for the Egel. And then the Pesukim say, "Vayim Macharos." It was the next morning. "Vayim Moshe Elam," and Moshe Rabbeinu told the nation, "Atem Chatosem Chato Gedolah." You did a terrible sin, a terrible chet. Va'ata, and now El El Hashem, I'm going to go up to Hashem. Ulay Achra Brat Chazasan. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you did a terrible aver, huge sin. I'm going to go up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and hopefully I'll get a kapara for you. Vayoshev Moshe El Hashem, and Moshe goes, returns to Hashem. He goes up. Vayomar, and he says, Ano, chota ha'om hazeh chato gedoyla, v'yasu lehem eli kezov. Klal Yisrael did a chato gedoyla, and they made something, a god of gold, an eagle. It would seem a very simple question. We understand that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you did a great sin, chato gedoyla. Okay. You have to try to get them to be nesara. They should want to do tshuva. They should realize the ramifications of what they did. It was a terrible sin. It wasn't a little tiny aver. But why, when he goes to the Rebbeinu Shalom, does he have to mention that? Klal Yisrael did a great chet. And then he tries to get the whole thing. He says, you know, if you're not going to forgive them, then erase me from your sefer, from the Torah. But why does he have to mention chato b'deira? Should you say? Klal Yisrael did a chet. Please forgive them. Why do you have to? It's almost like giving a little bit of a shtach, a little bit. You know, not only they did an aver, they did a terrible, terrible aver. But you should forgive them for that too. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to mention that? Belzer Rebbe says that Moshe Rabbeinu used the lashon of chet, chato. There's different lashonis of averis that a person can do. And the Belzer Rebbe said the lashon of chet is an avera that someone does b'shogeg. He does it by accident. So even though Klal Yisrael did do an avera, they did a chet, but he was telling, he's not answering the question on Gadol, but he's saying that what was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Rebbeinu Shalom? He was telling them, listen, it was a shogeg. They didn't do it on purpose. Klal Yisrael didn't do it on purpose. They did the eagle. Why did they do the eagle? Why did Klal Yisrael make an eagle? Because they thought Moshe Rabbeinu died. They thought they needed a medium between them and the Rebbeinu Shalom, an intermediary. They thought they couldn't go directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom. They were in a state of Bahala, confusion. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, well, they knew he was the one that led them and took care of them and made sure everything was proper, and they thought he was gone. So they made an eagle. And Rabbi Manel takes this a step further. And he says that chet chato gedoyla, he did a tremendous chet. He says that the chet that they did was hevel havala. We know all the way back in the beginning of time, and there were people that went and served avodah zarah. They generally served living beings, living objects. In other words, the sun. The sun was a very popular one. The stars. Those things people can see as they have a koyach. The sun has a tremendous koyach. It's able to give off. It has something. There's something to it. An eagle, a golden, it's a golden image. It's a nothing with a nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to the Rebbeinu Shalom with the Taina to explain, you should know that Klal Yisrael did a chato gedolah. It was a terrible sin. It was a sin that made no sense though. Obviously, there's two reasons why a person can do an aveira. A person can do an aveira because he wants to go connect the Rebbeinu Shalom. He wants to do something against God. God told me to do this. Oh, I know God wants me to do that. I'm going to do this. That's one way to do a chet. And there's another mitzvah to chet. People do chatam because of taivis. They have a taiva to do something. They don't want to sin against God. They just have a tremendous desire. They have this desire that's overcoming them. And even though they don't really want to go against Hashem, they're doing it. Over here, Klal Yisrael is saying this is the raya that the Klal Yisrael were not doing it connected you. Is they didn't take something like the sun or the stars, something that has living, that's something that a living being, a living creature, a living whatever you want to call it, but something that has chai to it. The ego was nothing. They were doing it just because they didn't know what to do. Fakert. It was hevel. It's shtus. It's mamish. It's stupidity. It's mamish stupidity. But it's not that they were trying to go against the Rabbi Hashem, and that was the basis that he was trying to say that Klai Yisrael should get a kapara, because yes, they did a terrible thing, but you should know, you know, they weren't doing it against you. If someone does something against you, but you know they didn't mean to hurt you, and they didn't mean to go against you, it's not as bad as if they did it lahachas to do something against you. The Kol Rom, a sefer that is written based on Shmuzin, from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, he says that it could be that the whole Matziv, it's an interesting point, that the whole situation over here with the ego and what happened, it could be it was Moshe's responsibility. Moshe took this whole thing of Moshe going up, and of course he was doing it on behalf of Klai Yisrael, but Moshe was the Gadol Hador. Moshe was the one that accepted the Eir of Raven to Klai Yisrael. It says this is Aaron HaKohen, but he says that Moshe Rabbeinu maybe should have been more careful. The Eir of Rav, why did they go Klai Yisrael? They didn't go Klai Yisrael because they really wanted to follow Klai Yisrael. They wanted to follow the Ribono Shel Olam. The only reason why they went was because they saw, look at all the miracles that happened for Klai Yisrael in the time. Let's go on the winning team over here. You know, people, they swap back and forth and they're watching a game. Yeah, you go from one to the other. You know, first I'm a fan of them and then I'm a fan of them. Whoever's going to win, that's where I'm going to go. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have been more careful. Moshe Rabbeinu had an achrayis on Klai Yisrael. The Merdig Maral Diskin. Merdig. So what was the main chet of Klai Yisrael? Again, there were, according to Chazal, there were 3,000 Eirav that made the ego. The rest of them, the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't. And those 3,000 got killed. So what is the kapara that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to ask on behalf of Klai Yisrael? God forgive them. The ones that did the ego, that made the ego, were all dead. You don't need, I mean, you want to say they need a kapara? That was a kapara. What are the people, what was the kapara necessary? So he says, Maridig, he says that each individual in Klal Yisrael, when they saw the ego being made, they said, you know, look, these 3,000 people, they made the ego. But I really have a problem with it. It bothers me. Why are they making the ego? They shouldn't be making the ego. But I think that you and you, all the other people around me, they're okay with it. So I'm not going to be the one person to stand up. He says each individual, each and every individual, made their cheshbon and said, it bothers me. It bothers me that they're making the ego. And I would stand up and say something, but I'm going to be the only yochid. Everyone else is okay with it. He says, no one was down each other to the kafskos. Klaus were not down each other to the kafskos. I'm a tzaddik. The ego bothers me. But everybody else, they're okay with it. And because everyone thought like that, no one said anything. And he says that was the taina on Klal Yisrael. They needed a kapara. They weren't down the kafschus. All of their fellow yidden. Each person has to realize that what he himself can. That he himself. When each person looks at everybody else and makes these chesbonos, nothing works. Everyone has to always be down the kafschus. It says in the Bnei Yisrael. He says a word. And it says Vayifen Vayerid Moshe min har. Moshe turned. And he went down from the har. He had the luchas, and then he broke them. What is the lashon of vayifen? He turned. Vayevid. Who cares about vayifen? He turned. Vayevid Moshe, el min har. He went down from the mountain. What's this vayifen? He says it's one of two different pshatim. Either vayifen means that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go down. He didn't want to see what Klai Yisrael did. Rabbeinu Shalom told him that Klai Yisrael made an eagle, and he didn't want to see it. Another pshat is that Vayifen mi Moshe. Vayifen is not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Ribono Shel Olam. Vayifen, the Ribono Shel Olam turned away from Moshe. Once the Ribono Shel Olam turned away from Moshe, then Vayerid Moshe. Moshe went. Yeshcha al Teira. He says, Mary the Gevurt. He says, that it says, Hein b'nei Yisrael, ve'eich yishme'en yifarei, ve'ani eralz fasayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, he says, I don't want to go to Klal Yisrael. I don't want to talk about Klal Yisrael. I don't want to go tell Klal Yisrael they should come with me. Why not? Why didn't he say? Why didn't he want to go and say that, you know, go tell Klal Yisrael to come with me? He was scared that they're not going to listen to me. What was he scared of? He was scared that Klal Yisrael were not going to listen to him, and it would be a kitchig on Klal Yisrael. It would be a terrible kitchig, which means, look, I'm going, and they're not listening to me. So when we say, it's very interesting, in Tzilas HaGeshem, we say, in this, we say, Zohar Sgulasan as Tzomer L'mayim Alasela, Hach V'Yetzur Mayim. That we say, when we do Benj Geshem, we say that we want in this chus that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. The water came out. What chus is that? Yishchal Tavis says, what is this chus? In this chus, we ask, we should get Geshem, in this chus, that Moshe Rabbeinu went and hit the cellar. He hit the rock and the water came out. But we know that was a terrible thing. If I cared, Moshe would punish for hitting the rock. So what does it mean? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock? And what's this chus? So he says, is that the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock was because he didn't want to bring a kitchen in Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? He told Klal Yisrael to listen to me and follow me. Klal Yisrael didn't want to follow him. Klal Yisrael didn't believe him. He said, could you imagine what it's going to look like in Shemayim? That Klal Yisrael didn't want to listen to me. I told them, my Rabbeinu Shem says time to go out in the beginning. They didn't want to listen. I hit a rock. I talk to a rock. And water comes out. So the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the point over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was kol toiv kulay, everything that he had, everything within him, was all good for Klal Yisrael. He was willing to hit the rock. The zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu means that the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu willing to do anything for Klal Yisrael. Which makes our parasha stronger of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he go and say, Chatov Gedela? Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Rabbeinu Shem, forgive them for doing a Chatov Gedela. What are we saying, Chatov Gedela? The answer is very simple, really. People think that making a mistake or doing something wrong shows a weakness. People are, you know, you have a teacher. A teacher can never be wrong. Parents, I think, they can never be wrong. Because if they show their parents, they show their children, or they show their students, or they show the Talmidim that they're wrong, that just it shows a weakness in them. It shows that they don't really have control. And, you know, they always have to say, I'm always right. But it's really punfaker. The real truth is that if you tell your kids or you tell your students and you say, I made a mistake, I'm human too, they know you made a mistake. You're only fooling yourself. When they see that you made the mistake and you're insisting I didn't make a mistake, faker, that shows the greatest weakness. Because even the little kids, right away, they pick up right away. I remember when I was a counselor in camp many years ago, the head counselor told us, in general, yes, you always have an exception to the rule, but if the kids don't like you, they know that you don't like them. Kids, they get these, they have a good sense of what's going on around them. They can't necessarily put their finger on it always, but if you show that you like the kids, they'll like you back. We said, kids know when the counselor, when the teacher, when the Rebbe, when the parent's completely wrong. They know it, they understand it. So if you insist that you're right, they lose all respect for you. So it's exactly the opposite. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to Rabbeinu Shalom and he told Rabbeinu Shalom, Klal Yisrael did a chato gedela. Let's put it on the table. Let's not try to say, oh, I'm sorry, I did a mistake. It was a little mistake. No, coming forward and admitting and saying is I made a mistake. It was a terrible mistake. But nonetheless, like they said, the Bar Benel says, it was hevel. It wasn't because I wanted to go connected you. It wasn't because I Chas V'Shalom wanted to do an aveira. I got confused, didn't know what to do, got scared. Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer alive, and that was kind of the best way for Moshe Rabbeinu to achieve a kapara for Klal Yisrael was by saying those words that Klal Yisrael did a chato gedola. Really, a tremendous lesson for life, for how when someone makes a mistake, to own up to it and not to try to run away from it and say, "Yeah, I didn't really make a mistake." A little later on the pasuk. A little later on in the parashah, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu told him to take, he made new luchos, he carved it out, and they were psalis, they were leftover chips from what he carved out. Zakt Rashi, psalacha, hereyu machzer san pirnoin mitayich aloi. He saw, he left over, he showed him a precious purple stone, whatever it is. Amalei psalis yeshalcha. All the leftover, all these little chisel, little pieces are going to be yours. Umisham, and from there is Asher Moshe Harbe. Moshe became very rich from there. So Shem Rashi. It always bothered me for years. Moshe Rabbeinu should get rich on the fact that Klal Yisrael made an eagle. The first luchas are broken, and therefore a second luchas had to be made, and he gets the leftovers. It's not as if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have done the chet, then he never would have gotten rich. It seems like a very modern nizach, strange that Moshe Rabbeinu should get rich from such a thing. Bothered me for years. Perhaps maybe we can explain. The Gemara in Adam Daf Lamed Ches says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shekhinasai Ela Al Gibor V'Ashir V'Chacham V'Anav. The Baruch Shalom does not rest his Shana only on someone that they're talking about Nevuah, the four qualifications that a person needs to become a Navi, to have the status of a Navi, to get Nevuah. And he says that you have to be a Gibor, an Ashir, a Chacham, and Anav. To be a strong person, according to some, it's a Balkaimus, a tall person, an Ashir, a rich person, a wise person, and a humble person. Where do we learn how to be an Asher from? From Moshe. Psalacha, this pasuk. But the Gemara quotes this pasuk. We see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi and he got rich. So first of all, there's a very interesting Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says, there's really only one thing that you have to have. There's really only one qualification. And that's you have to be an Anav. So the Ben Ishchai, Masher Shekhinasi, you really only need to be an Anav. So why is the Gemara saying you need to be a Giber, an Asher, and a Chacham? It says, because if somebody is poor, and he's not a Giber, he's a weakling and he's short, and he's a very not intelligent person, he had nothing to be about Giber about. If that person is an Anav, he has what to be humble about. If that person is an Asher, he's talking not a Chacham, because he's not even to be about Giber about. How do you know what's the real qualification of someone who has all those things, and he's a true humble person still, he has what to be about Giber about, and he's still humble? That shows a true Anivus. Side point. But the question is, it's mind-boggling, this kasha. For years I couldn't find it until I found Ram Shik, who answers this question. Moshe Rabbeinu had not Nevuah way before this. This is a very Parshas Kisisa. We went through Parshas for Eber, Shmois, Boy, he went through, they kept on getting Nevuah. He told Klai Yisrael we're going out of Mitzrayim, the market, endless Nevuah. This is not till later. So how could we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu? You have to be rich to be an Avi, when Moshe Rabbeinu had Nevuah before being rich. Ram Shik says, in quotes of Joshua Saran, that Joshua Saran says that why does a person need to have these qualifications of a Gibor, an Ashir, a Chacham, and Anav? What's necessary for? He says it because inherently these four things are respected by other people. A Navi is coming to give a message over to Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah comes and is giving over a message. Whoever it is coming, giving a message. A Chacham is generally revered. People listen to a Chacham. Someone is known as a wise man, people listen to him. The rich man, people listen to. A Gibor, someone who is strong. People have respect. By nature, people have respect for these people. So people have respect for humble people. Maybe not as much as the other people. Explain what that is, but he says that that's the true yisoy of why they need to have these things. He says, but what's ashiris? What's rich? Chacham is something that's inherent in the person. Gibor is inherent in something in the person. Anivus is something inherent in the person. Ashiris is something inside. You can be any person, but you have something in your house. You have gazillions of dollars in your house. You're an ashir. It's not directly to the person. He says, what is the yisoy? It's avart nezuama. It's not real. It's not a proper, really thing. In a perfect world, we shouldn't respect the person that has wealth. Chacham, yeah. But wealth, it's not something that really you should be respecting. It's a concept of zuama. There's a filth, a spiritual filth in this world. And it says by Mahar Sinai, when Klal Yisrael got the first luchos, tashtu zuhamasan. All the zuama, it went back to before the chet of Adam Rishon, and there was no zuama in the world. At that point, you didn't need to have ashiris. There was no necessity to have ashiris to be a navi. So now, it's only now, if I can, now that Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the first luchos, and because Klai Yisrael did the chet ego, and because of the chet ego, the Zuama came back. So now that the Zuama on the world, so now Moshe Rabbeinu needed to have Ashiras, he needed to be rich, in order that people will listen to him, because without that, people wouldn't listen to him, and that's why he needed it. Merely your chapter of Ramshik. Avni Nezer, he asked the question. We say that Kol Chacham Lev, Chazal say, Kol Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. It says it on Moshe Rabbeinu that Chacham Lev, a wise hearted person, Yikach Mitzvahs, takes mitzvahs. What is that in reference to? It was a choice of taking the Bizim Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael went and knocked on, they knocked on the doors, and they were busy with getting the Bizim from Mitzrayim. Before they left Mitzrayim, they knocked on the doors, and they wanted to borrow money from the Mitzrayim. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu busy with? He was busy with Asmas Yosef. So on that, Chazal say, Kol Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Check the Avnei Nezer, many others. There was a command. The Rabbeinu Shem asked Klal Yisrael, Daber no. He told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, please. He told Moshe Rabbeinu to command Klal Yisrael to go take money, to go out, to take Bizim Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did the mitzvah, he went and took, he did a mitzvah, he took the Asim Shasim. But they also did a mitzvah, they're taking the Bizim Mitzrayim. That was also a mitzvah. So Adonai says, Moshe, if you give someone some choice, you have a choice to either do a mitzvah, like carrying bones, Atzmis Yosef, yeah, they had Kedusha, but Atzmis Yosef. Or you have a choice to go get riches. Which one are you going to do Lishma? Which one are you going to do really because God commanded you? If you're going to go take the Atzmis Yosef, you can be fairly certain that you're not going to be thinking, oh, I'm taking the Atzmis Yosef because God told me, but yeah, it's not bad, I'm also getting this side benefit over here. There's no side benefit. You're doing it because God told you. As opposed to going to the Bizi Mitzrayim, and they went and took the Bizi, the spoils of Mitzrayim, God told me, I'm getting a big mitzvah, it's wonderful, but I'm also getting to line my pockets with gold and silver, it's not bad. So it's taking away from the mitzvah, it's taking away from the value of the mitzvah, because you're not doing it lishma. So the Avnei Nezer says, the Kol Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, this is the wise-hearted man, he makes the cheshbon to do the mitzvah. You have a choice of two mitzvahs. Take the mitzvah that you know you're going to be doing lishma. That's the smarter mitzvah. The Shachar Altera says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu got the riches, the pesalus, the leftovers from the luchas was because they wanted to show that the Torah, this is the pesalus, which means the leftovers, the non-important part. Pesalus usually you throw in the garbage. The pesalus of the Torah is rich. The Torah is worth more than a gazillion dollars. You see the nothingness of the Torah, the worthlessness of leftover of the Torah, is the riches. Can you imagine what the chashivas of the Torah is? The true chashivas. That's what he says. But now maybe we can explain the pshat about why Moshe Rabbeinu got specifically rich over here. The Chaim Teiv, I found the Chaim Teiv, quotes in Medrash, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the poorest person in Klal Yisrael. He got rich from over here. Why did he get rich over here? Because the Baruch Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael. The Pa'ula that they did, the Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and they had a choice. They took Bizim Mitzrayim. They took Bizim Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said this, no, I'm going to take the mitzvah that I know I won't have. Forget the money. Yeah, it's a nice side thing, forget the money. What did Klal Yisrael have? Well, with what gold did Klal Yisrael do the Aveira? With what? The Pasuk tells us with the Zohar. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked for forgiveness, he said that he had one of his things was that he tied to the Baruch Hashem, you gave them too much gold, they had too much gold. It was because it was Machlekes, whether it was the Bizi Mitzrayim or the Bizi Yam, but the Klal Yisrael got the gold that they made the eagle from the Bizi. So the Baruch Hashem wanted to show Klal Yisrael, but you think that you was maybe you, to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu was smart, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking chacham lev yikach mitzvahs, he took the mitzvah that was going to be done l'shma. He didn't get rich from it. That same thing that you went and took the money, you did a chet with that, and the result of that chet, Moshe Rabbeinu got rich. To show Klal Yisrael that no matter what, if the Baruch Hashem wants you to have money, you're going to have money. Don't make the cheshbon and say, listen, I can do a mitzvah, I can also get rich, why not? Do the mitzvah that you can do with Shema. The Baruch Hashem wants you to have money, you can have money. And I found this pshat a little later, after I came up with this pshat, I found the pshat in the Medrash HaGadol. He says it in a few words. He says, why Moshe on the psalm, this pasuk of Psal Lachoshni Luchos Havanim, Moshe Benin got rich. He says, Mishim Shaloi, Lokach, Mibizis Mitzrayim, Mibizis Hayam. We should try to, as much as we can, that we should take the opportunity to do mitzvahs and do the mitzvahs Lashma. Have a good Shabbos.